With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. With the hot war in Gaza having cooled off, throngs of celebrants have returned to the Holy Land this Christmas season. After 2 years of low-key observances, the parades and the music are back in Bethlehem and Nazareth. President Trump and the First Lady have conveyed Christmas greetings to America's fighting men and women overseas. They spoke by phone with soldiers stationed in Iraq, the Philippines, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The president also talked with some of his youngest constituents.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, has been tracking Santa's Christmas journey around the globe for 70 years and taking calls from those eager to keep up.
We track Santa all over the world. We want to make sure that Santa is being good.
President Trump got on the phone with two children in Oklahoma, offering a new rationale for the tracking effort.
We want to make sure that he's not infiltrated, that we're not infiltrating into our country a bad Santa.
And Trump asked an 8-year-old Kansas girl what she'd like Santa to bring.
Not coal.
That sent the president into sales mode.
You mean clean, beautiful coal. I had to do that. I'm sorry.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Instead of celebration, there is evacuation for a lot of Southern California residents. A moisture-laden atmospheric river has been dumping torrential rain across the region, unleashing floods, rock and mudslides, and areas stripped of vegetation by the recent wildfires. And to the north, the Sacramento Valley and the San Francisco Bay Area are under flood and high wind warnings. Those warnings are in effect right through tomorrow. No trading on Wall Street today. The stock market is closed for Christmas. The Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P all ended higher in yesterday's holiday-shortened trading session. This is SRN News. Americans consider childbearing.
The country's birth rate is below the amount needed to keep the population level and has been for several years. So the Public Religion Research Institute conducted a poll asking adults if they support government policies aimed at encouraging women to have children. 54% of respondents say no, they do not support such programs. 41% say yes. Republicans and men are more likely to approve of efforts to increase the U.S. birth rate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reached record levels last year. In its annual report, the Federation of the Jewish Communities says it registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024, almost 9% more than in the year before. The Federation says that the Czech Republic has been no exception to a global explosive wave of anti-Semitism, which erupted immediately after the Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. Egypt does not forget its roots, and those roots run very deep.
The Grand Egyptian Museum has begun reassembling a boat belonging to Pharaoh Khufu in its exhibition hall. The cedarwood vessel, one of two found with King Khufu, started coming together on Tuesday as visitors watched. The project is expected to take about 4 years, according to Issa Zaiden, head of restoration. King Khufu ruled over 4,500 years ago and built the Great Pyramid of Giza. The museum, located near Cairo, houses nearly 50,000 artifacts, including treasures from King Tutankhamun's tomb. Keith Peters, Washington.
A planned Christmas Eve jazz concert at the Kennedy Center was canceled. Musician Chuck Redd, the show's host, says he called off the performance after the White House announced that President Trump's name would be added to the Cultural Center alongside that of President Kennedy. More details at SRNNews.com.